Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Truth tellers occupy a unique position in society, in human society. They are the immune system of communities, relationships, and institutions. Shout out to the universe. Truth tellers, I'll repeat myself. Truth tellers occupy a unique position in human society. They are the immune system of communities, relationships, and institutions. They serve as accountability agents who expose corruption and hypocrisy. Progress, they're progress catalysts who challenge stagnant thinking, and authenticity anchors who cut through social pretense to reveal what is real. Yet, this role comes with a profound paradox. Truth tellers are mostly needed precisely at the time when they least want it. What does that mean? When somebody really needs to hear the truth, think about situations, that's when they least want to hear truth. Society benefits from their clarity while simultaneously resisting the discomfort that clarity brings. There was that word, comfort. Comfort. Everybody wants to be comfortable, and comfortability is a great place to be, but it's a terrible place for growth. Most insightful truth tellers don't simply broadcast facts. They function as human mirrors. They reflect back the discomfort between what people say and what they actually mean, forcing others to confront the gap between their curated public selves and their hidden realities. So when you tell and when you present the truth to people, at that point, there is a reality that they built in their head that they want to live by. And you are, when you say the truth, you are shaking that reality. And there's different ways that we mirroring happens in a conversation. Truth tellers naturally decode the deeper meanings beneath surface conversations. You ever had somebody, you ever seen somebody like, be like, I'm coming to the house, something smells good. It smells good in here and all of this stuff. In all actuality, there is something they're trying to say. They're just not saying it. When someone says the food smells good, the truth teller hears something else. We hear, and why am I saying we? Because I fall in this category of being a truth teller. I'm hungry. And would like some food. So instead of saying, oh yeah, it smells good and up in here, why don't you just say, hey man, I'm hungry. Can I get a sandwich? Can I have some of what you cooking? But if you turn around and address their hunger directly, at that point, what might happen at that point? You think they will lean into the offer of food, or do you think they will deny their hunger?
No, I'm good. I just ate before I came over here. I was just saying that it smelled good.
One of the disciples denied the Lord three times before the cock crowed three times. He denied Jesus. And just because you talk directly to someone, someone will deny their own hunger. Just like the disciple did Jesus. There. And when you address that, what we actually doing at that moment is we're bypassing, with our truthful responses, we're bypassing societal scripts. Societal scripts in conversation. I'm always quick to ask, what's the catch? What do you really want? When people hand out compliments.
Why they can't just give you a compliment? Why they always, some people gotta be up to something.
What are you trying to get out of complimenting me? Now, a lot of times, truth tellers have good memories. Why do truth tellers have good memories? Because a lot of times, truth tellers are present in conversation and they remember what people said before. And if you remember what people say before in conversations, when they are speaking, you also will notice contradictions. And when you say something at this moment, this forces the other out of, by the way, a lot of times you got to keep in mind, in conversation, a lot of people be on autopilot. A lot of conversations just be on autopilot. And so when you remember conversations and notice contradictions, at that moment, you force the other person out of an autopilot conversation into an uncomfortable presence. And at that moment, they have to be accountable for what they are saying and speaking.
Trigger warning. People don't like being accountable. It's like they're allergic to it. You know, so trigger warning for those in the back with the accountability trigger.
Is that you? See, spot, run. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.